This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
So what was the big story of the day yesterday? What's the big story of the day today in the Northern Plains? What did you say? What's the story? I think there's a lot of people that are focused in on football. Frisco, the Bison, a chance to add another national championship in the FCS series. Certainly there's that. I would argue the next thing, unrelated to athletics and sports and the big Vikings game this weekend or whatever, would be what the Trump administration did yesterday that could have an enormous impact on bringing some common sense to energy development, which has been mired in all kinds of bureaucratic, really, games. An announcement made yesterday by the president and his interior secretary is big news for North Dakota on the regulatory front. And it'll be portrayed in every newspaper you read, every evening news thing you see as the Trump administration is rolling back all these protections on global warming and Obama did it right and Trump's doing it wrong. No, it ought to read like this. The Trump administration is proposing a plan that would remove the weaponization of these regulations, because you shouldn't be able to weaponize them. People who want to keep it in the ground, and they're everywhere, folks. We saw them during DAPL. They are a threat to our economy. They are a threat to our way of life. They are a threat to jobs. There's no doubt about it. So we're going to do everything in our power to take care of that. We're going to do a little deep dive on that today with, from the North Dakota perspective, what would this mean? Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, a proud Bison fan here with the Frisco faithful, and also with David Bernhardt, who is the Secretary of Interior. David Bernhardt, the Secretary of Interior. So that's pretty big time. All of this coming to you from the PetroServe USA studios. Kev, I can't decide. Caramel roll, burger with Valley Maid's Meats, the hot stuff, personal pan, pizza fresh out of the oven, that grab-and-go fresh homemade food they have is great. And we can't have the PetroServe USA studios down here and not have, my 20-ounce fountain drink of Diet Pepsi and my goodies. The caramel rolls are unbelievable,
yep,
too, by the way.
Yep. You had me a caramel roll.
Did I? Okay, yeah. It's one of the perks of the PetroServe USA studio, you know what I'm saying? So we've got that. And we also have Gate City Bank Frisco fan cam. Nate Tangway and Nate's notes have been a part of our broadcast the last couple of weeks, counting down to Frisco. And, of course, Nate's with us here as well and been spending time with the team and former players and getting the buzz for us. So we're going to talk to him as well on the program, share some of the interviews that we're excited about for the big weekend. So we got that as well. All of that coverage brought to you by our friends at Border Plains, West Plains, and Northern Plains Equipment. Appreciate them very much. Fisher Sales and Leasing, Gate City Bank, JDP Electric, The Medicine Shop, The Bottle Barn, and My Pillow. And, of course, Nate's Notes brought to you by Gate City Bank. Gate City Bank has brought you Nate's Notes and also our Frisco fan cam, and we certainly thank them for that as well as we come to you live from Frisco, Texas. So a lot to do. We're going to talk to Nate Tangway here to start the show, kind of set the scene a little bit on the events of the weekend. I also would welcome your calls. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take your calls at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. And if you call and make a prediction on the game tomorrow, you're going to get a free MyPillow if you're the lucky winner. If you get the score exactly, I will deliver the MyPillow myself. Otherwise, you get to come pick it up at iHeartMedia and Bismarck or our Flag Family Studios in Fargo. But otherwise, I'm going to go two MyPillows. I'm going to do the twin pack. I'm feeling generous today. His and hers, MyPillows, ladies and gentlemen, the greatest pillow on the face of the earth. Could be yours. What will the score be? Call right now at 800-228-0550. Tell Nate if you're on the road, because if you're on the road, we'll put you to the front of the line. We want to make sure you have limited talk time while you're traveling. We'll get you right to the front of the line there, okay? So 800-228-0550 with your predictions. Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the star of Nate's Notes, brought to you by Gate City Bank, the one and the only Nate Tangway. How you doing, Nate?
Oh, man, life is good. And if anybody calls in, I'll give them a slam to tell them how wrong they are about the about the score.
You broke up a little bit on this, but I think you said if somebody picks James Madison, they're gonna get the business end of a fist from you or something like that, right?
Oh, you are absolutely right.
Is there any chance James Madison wins tomorrow?
To be honest, yes. Okay, they're a good team, man. They are a really good team. Both teams have first year coaching squads, bunch of new players, so it's an exciting time, man. I mean, James Madison is a very well coached and just a solid, talented team. So NDSU has, we definitely have our hands full.
So, what do you think the score is going to be? What's your prediction? Are you making predictions yet?
I think it's going to be pretty low, to be honest. I mean, I wouldn't surprise me if it was 17-14, you know, went off a last second field goal, something like that. Only two scores each team, something like that. But because both defenses are so solid. So, and as we know what each other do, I mean, on offense, it's as soon as you have great coaches and guys that are disciplined, it's not that hard to be able to stop somebody and what they do on offense. So as long as both teams stay disciplined, it's going to be a low scoring game.
This is the toughest question I'm going to throw your way all day. If somebody were to predict James Madison was win, would they be a pencil neck? Would you use that term for him, pencil neck?
I've never heard that before. God,
you haven't?
I've never heard pencil neck before. But I think whatever you're saying is right. Yes.
So, Kevin, that's what the president calls Adam
you
Schiff.
You little pencil neck.
Right. Okay. And if it's not pencil, like how about somebody? Would you say they're maybe not playing with a full deck? If they pick
not operating with a full deck.
Yeah, that'd be Nancy Pelosi.
Yes.
By the way.
Yes. All right. I would.
Let's see if Scott can pass the test here. Scott, where are you calling from?
Calling from Bismarck.
Calling from Bismarck today. Are you a Bison fan?
Oh, absolutely. Watched every game.
Oh, that's awesome. So what do you think the score is going to be tomorrow, Scott?
34-27, Bison. It's going to be 34. A pretty good game, is everybody's guess, and I think the same.
34-27. 2-7. That's a lot of scoring now. Nate, what do you think of that prediction?
Yeah.
That's a little north of your number. You're thinking more of a defensive battle. What do you think of Scott's prediction?
I mean, no matter what, whoever says it's close is going to be right, okay? So if it ends up being 34-27, I would be super surprised that the offense does score that much. You know, Trey Lance obviously is a stud, but he's still young. You know, I mean, the guy doesn't throw picks, doesn't turn the ball over, which is amazing. But the whole deal of him scoring that much, to be honest, with our offense, I just don't think it's going to happen. But it is. He kept it close, so I'm happy about that.
Scott, hang on a second here, and
okay.
We're going to get your telephone number. Daniel will come on and grab your telephone number, and then Daniel, if you don't mind, just write down his prediction as well. Just remind Daniel what your prediction is so we have that all together so we can find out if you're the big winner on Monday. And if you nail it exactly, I'll bring you a couple of my pillows. I can hardly wait. Let's go to Rick. Rick, where
How
are you calling from today? Rick, are you there?
How about Rick? Yeah, Rick.
How about Rick? Yeah, you're Rick. You're the man. Where are you calling from, Rick?
I'm on the road here on 14 heading to Bismarck.
All right, beautiful. So tell us what that score is going to be tomorrow.
I'm predicting 27 Bison, 21.
Well, we got a close one all around here. 27-21. Rick, hang on. We'll get your number. Make sure you tell Daniel your prediction as well so we get that on the chart together with your telephone number so we can call you as well, okay? Hardy is next on What's On Your Mind with a prediction. Hardy, what do you think is going to happen?
2017 Bison.
Wow, another tight one. Hardy says 2017.
Yeah.
What's you liking that, Nate? You thinking Hardy's got something going there?
Yeah, I think that's a good score. That's a good prediction.
Hardy, are you a Bison fan?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All the way? Total Oilies? Are you an alum?
No, I'm not, but I follow them real close. My sister lives down in Fargo, and we follow them pretty closely.
That's awesome. Well, good luck to you, Hardy. Hang on a sec. Daniel will get your information. Just tell him your score prediction as well so we can pick a winner on Monday. Nate, last question on the tomorrow. Will that be a factor?
Can you say that again? You cut out.
Sorry, the weather. You expect the weather to be a factor tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It always is.
No, Nate's cut out.
Yeah. Oh, can you hear me? Yeah.
I can hear you're cutting out a little bit.
Okay. James Madison, you know, in Virginia, it's a nice environment. But NDSU, it's, you know, we're used to the cold, man. So I'm hoping it's cold because that's more of our weather. That helps us a lot. But if it's rainy, it can go either way.
Yeah, very interesting. Good points. Thanks, Nate. We'll check in with you. Nate's taking the reins in the next hour. Lots of coverage from Frisco. More to come, and your calls, questions, and comments on anything. A few more predictions, too, coming up after this. Don't go away.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows, and a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel, offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City, home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next stay, please visit newleafhospitality.com. newleafhospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa's ND Flagpole Guy, Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming request for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation routes. Flag rotation is a great way to increase the flag's life, so email Melissa at ndflagpoleguy.com to inquire about her flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the Frisco Fan Cam is a great way to follow what's happening right here. So if you can't be here, as some of our callers earlier, but, you know, check it out. We'll get on the Facebook pages again today so you can see it. We have it on AM1100theflag.com as well. But I'll ask Phil if he can get it up. Todd is off at some highfalutin meetings. You know, he's big time. He's a C-suiter. So Todd's back on Monday. Hey, Plains Ag Equipment knows the world of farming is always changing. Demands on agriculture keep growing. The challenge is to keep pace with all of it. That is why the people at Border Plains Equipment, Northern Plains Equipment, and West Plains Incorporated are ready to help. To be successful, you need equipment that can get the most out of every inch of land. Think about that. It has to get better and better and better. I hear some people say, why does a farmer need a new combine every year? The equipment gets better and better because they've got to get better and better. And if you look at what yields our growers get today versus 2 years ago, 4, 6, 8, 10, it's incredible. They do that because of these innovations that help you work faster. And also the advice from people that know your field as well as they know their equipment. Those are the folks at Border Plains, Northern Plains, and West Plains Incorporated. Find out more about them at plainsag.com. One of our fine sponsors here, our title sponsor of our fine broadcast from Frisco, along with Fisher Sales and Leasing, JDP Electric, Gate City Bank, the Medicine Shop, the Bottle Barn, and MyPillow from the PetroServe USA Studios. Some of that fresh food, but it's grab to go. It's a great price. It's just better than the rest. Trust me on this one thing. President Trump was in Ohio last night. Once again, an incredible turnout, an incredible rally. This is history. Every time he does one of these rallies, it's more just flat-out history. Presidents, sitting presidents, don't do this. He's doing it because it connects him with the forgotten Americans. Here's what he had to say about the decision on whether or not to take out General Soleimani. I'm sorry, I have a speech impediment. I can't say General Soleimani. So I hope it's okay for me to say, General Soleimani for short. But they wanted consultation. The president had some fun with that last night. Listen to this.
No, but think seriously. So they want me. So, you know, these are split-second decisions. You have to make a decision. So they don't want me to make a decision. They want me to call up, maybe go over there. Let me go over to Congress. Or come on over to the White House. Let's talk about it. When can you make it? Well, I won't be able to make it today, sir. How about, let's say, in a couple of days? Oh, sure. Come on over. Now, we got a call. We heard where he was. We knew the way he was getting there. And we had to make a decision. We didn't have time to call up Nancy, who was not operating with a full deck.
Oh, my gosh.
He's right. It's true.
Well, that might explain it. There's something clearly going on there. I still remain squeamish about the President of the United States saying of the Speaker of the House, she's not playing with a full deck. But he has this way of putting these labels on people that puts them in a box and stick, and it makes them crazy. So if you were the up-and-coming Nancy Pelosi, would you want to have an ally in Donald Trump to say, hey, I'll work with you on some things, or would you want to go full on against him and get a label like Adam Schiff has got? What's the Adam Schiff label from the president last night? He had a good one.
You little pencil neck.
No, I honestly have no problem. I have no problem with the pencil neck thing with Schiff, just because he's a flat out partisan jerk. The Speaker of the House, you actually have to deal with, and I guess she's burned the bridge before he did, so I don't know what I'm fretting about, but. Which is more appropriate, would you say? Tell me at 800-228-0550, and you can also tell me what the score will be tomorrow. Giving away a double my pillow. I deliver it if you get the score exactly right. Maurice, where are you calling from, Maurice?
Fort Yates.
From Fort Yates. Welcome to the program. What do you think the score is going to be tomorrow?
Bison 13 or 30. And James Madison, I think it is, 17.
Wow. So we're getting, the four-time national champ, Nate Tangway's here. He says it's going to be defensive, low scoring. Nobody taking that advice. They're going for the big numbers. All right, Maurice, we're going to put you in the drawing. And if that's right, if it's 30-17 when that game ends tomorrow afternoon, know that I'm going to come find you in 48 and hand you two MyPillows, okay?
All right, you betcha. They're going to take them. They're a high-scoring team.
Do you have a preference on what you think of the president's pencil neck for Adam Schiff and not playing with a full deck for Nancy Pelosi? Which one of those is a better line?
No, I just don't pay attention. I just just do my own thing, go to work, and that's it, you know. So, but I had to, I listened to your program, and I had to put my two bits in on that scoring.
I'm glad you did, Maurice. I'm glad you did. And I understand some people just tune it out, especially when it comes to politics. I caution against that only because you wouldn't want to wake up one day and have the United States of America be someplace that you didn't recognize. So I think it's important to pay attention, but I certainly understand it's difficult, especially in this environment. Mark is next. Mark, where are you calling from?
I'm on the road out by Grand Forks going to Minot.
Going to Minot from Grand Forks, what do you think that score is going to be, Mark?
Well, not to ruffle any feathers, but 23-20, James Madison.
Oh, like Kevin, what is Mark? Are we going to call him a? You think he's playing with a full deck? I don't know. Let me ask the president, President Trump. What do you think about Mark here in this prediction of James Madison winning? What do you think, sir?
You little pencil neck.
Yeah, he doesn't like it. He doesn't like it, Mark. I'm telling you, you know, if you're not careful, you might even get the Nancy Pelosi treatment. Listen, what do you think?
Operating with a full deck.
Right, yeah. We'll mark it down. It's
that,
a good.
I've been told that before. I'm not playing with a full deck, but I'm a big Bison fan. I hope they win, but I think it's going to be an upset tomorrow.
Okay.
Mark, hang on, if you would, and we'll get your telephone number so we can call you when you win. I hung up on Maurice by mistake there, so Maurice, you call back so we just have your phone number to be able to get a hold of you if you wouldn't give that to Daniel, okay? We're going to wrap up the predictions here pretty shortly. We might keep them going online. We'll see. Speaking of Grand Forks, where, by the way, the top commander of the United States Armed Forces Space Command is in Grand Forks, Grand Forks Air Force Base. Flew in there yesterday with Senator Kevin Cramer, and a great day, a couple of days for UND. Not only is he having some important meetings at the Air Force Base, he's going to watch some UND hockey tonight. So is that any good or what? That's kind of a big deal for Grand Forks today. Tom, what's your comment? Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, Maury Scott, I want to go ahead and just say that the president's comments were entirely inappropriate. Where's it written that the president can't fire back at the Speaker of the House?
I think that's the key in whether it's appropriate or not. It is that, look at the rhetoric. Look what's been said about him by those same people. Now,
Nancy Pelosi has gone ahead and put Donald Trump under her bullseye, and that's kind of a misleading term because she's all for gun control. But you know what? If she's going to play these silly games, well, then she opens herself up to all sorts of abuse, and I'll go ahead and hang up.
No, Tom, I appreciate your call. I appreciate the comment. I don't think they would teach what you suggest in Sunday school to say, well, they've said bad things about you, so go ahead and blast away. On the other hand, this isn't beanball. This is politics. This is life or death. This is everything we believe in at stake. And I think America wants a fighter. He's for the forgotten Americans whose voice is being heard. We've been saying all this stuff for a long time. He just says it out loud. More coming
Our
up.
Region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Labor Department's reporting that around 145,000 jobs were added in December, a number that's below what economists expected, but the unemployment rate remained the same at 3.5%. The Labor Department report says there were increases in retail and health care jobs. The mining industry lost workers. Overall, 2019, a good year for jobs. The 10th straight year, the U.S. added more jobs than it lost. Police in Florida releasing more information about what led to a morning lockdown at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. They say a man with a gun vandalized a car and the front door of his ex-wife's apartment in that vicinity. Police got a tip that the man might be near the base, so MacDill was notified and the lockdown was ordered, but the man is now in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Dog barking at the mailman, bringing that stack of bills overdue. Good morning, baby.
We're back on the What's on Your Mind live from the PetroServe USA studios in Frisco, Texas. Gate City Bank Frisco fan cam is roaming around. Our own Nate Tangway is here covering it all. He'll be here next hour as well with Kevin Flynn. Senator Kevin Cramer is unavailable to join us. There's actually a town hall in Grand Forks today. I mentioned earlier at the University of North Dakota. Hosting the commander of the new Space Force, and Senator Cramer has been singled out by Vice President Pence and President Trump and others as being a very instrumental part of getting that just right on how the legislation was crafted and now put into place. Pretty amazing. I guess I don't remember the last time there was a new branch of the military. You know, it's happened before. We've added them, but it's a pretty significant thing, especially in this day and age of technology and what can be done in the way of space. So anyway, Senator Kevin Cramer, normally here every week for an hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. He will not be here this week, but will join us next week as well. Talked to him last night. He was sorry to miss, but excited to have the general up in Grand Forks as well. Want to thank our fine sponsors, including PetroServe USA. Now, they're locally owned. Who owns them? You own them. That's right. You're an owner. That's how PetroServe USA works. Just ask at the counter about it. It's a great way to go. It is the official C-store of the NDSU Bison. They have everything Bison. Very affordable, sharp-looking, the championship wear. After another trophy comes on tomorrow, trust me, PetroServe USA will have the gear. They will. And, of course, always that fresh food, but grab-to-go quick, and it is fantastic. Homemade, really. I love their food. Love the burgers. Everything's great about it. PetroServe USA, bringing you our Frisco Studios on the program as we count down to the big day tomorrow. All right. As I mentioned earlier, I think the biggest story of the day yesterday, despite all the things going on with Iran and foreign policy and national security and everything else, was the possibility that we might turn the page on the weaponization of regulation. And the Secretary of Interior, who has been kind enough to come to North Dakota and hear the concerns of North Dakotans and already go back and craft some changes to that, was part of this decision yesterday and this work on NEPA. And the President of the United States making the announcement yesterday, and we're pleased to be joined today by David Bernhardt, Secretary of the Interior. Mr. Secretary, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate you joining us. There's a lot of rhetoric out there, like the sky is falling, like we're throwing in the towel and fighting global warming and everything else as a result of the proposed changes to NEPA. I want to just start with from the standpoint of the downside from that argument, right? We're gonna get into the positives, and there are many. But you know, what do you see as the downsides of these proposed changes from their perspective? I mean, it really is a sky is falling mentality out there. That's not in the details, is it?
Absolutely not. I mean, this proposal that is now going to be out for public comment for 60 days, recognizes completely that the National Environmental Policy Act actually serves a very noble purpose. And since the law was passed, that noble purpose has had three essential functions. One, before a government decision is made that is likely to cause an environmental effect of some sort, the government decision maker needs to know or understand to the best they can the consequences of that act. They need to think about alternatives to that act and what the environmental consequences of that are. They need to secure public input. And all of that is designed to do something that's great in government, which is make a more informed decision, okay? And this proposal going out completely protects and, as a matter of fact, expands on that noble purpose. It specifically clarifies that there are points of public participation that are required. It also goes an extra step farther in saying, ensuring that there are opportunities for local and state governments to be appropriately involved. And so that purpose of things is completely maintained, preserved, and I would actually say enhanced. Now, we have taken that noble idea, and at least at the Department of the Interior, we have gone from that being something that would inform better decision-making often to a process that creates thousands, even tens of thousands of pages of paper. And here's what I want you to know. The decision makers in government aren't reading that paper, honestly, because if they did, they would just be there forever. And so we've lost sight of the purpose of the act, which was just to ensure that I had better information in making my decision. And so what we've done in Interior and what this proposal does more broadly is said, look, let's get down to focusing on the important stuff so that we can know it and make an informed decision. Let's do it on a quick period of time within 1 to 2 years, and let's ensure that the material that we're given is something that a human could actually read. And what happened over time is, I mean, here's the reality from my perspective. Environmental consultants make a lot of money by the page, and lawyers make a lot of money arguing about pages. But we want to step away from the red tape that's paralyzed us, make great decisions for the environment and decisions for the country, and do it on a time frame that makes sense. I mean, if you were, you know, you're in journalism, can you imagine how many documents would be written, how many newspaper articles would be written in a week if a reporter never had a deadline? You know, and that's what the government has. Government, up until yesterday, essentially operated on, we have no deadline and when to get these documents done. So as a result of that, here's what happens. We have, in the Park Service, there was a proposal to create a new launch site for the ferry that goes to Alcatraz, okay? Just the environmental review, not the design, not the, the engineering, not the construction. Just the thinking about what that should look like took 5 years, okay? And, you know, what it is, it's leaving Alcatraz.
What's the cost of that, Mr. Secretary? I mean, if we're sitting here saying, is this a good idea, bad idea, weighing pros and cons, what is the cost of, you know, paying the people to get paid by the page?
Well, litigation
from the confusion.
We've done something really neat. Now on every single document that we put out, every one report goes out that says this is an environmental review, we put the cost right on the front page because it's astounding how much has been some of these things cost. But beyond that, here's what really costs. If I'm going to build something today and I wait 5, 10, 15, or 16 years to build it, on average, highway projects are taking 7 years through this process. If I wait 7 years to build something, you know what happened? It's a lot more expensive today than when I originally came up with it.
Let's talk about the positives, the upside. You know, you've demonstrated, I think, in my view, that what really changes is not a lot. I mean, clarification, you know, modernizing, simplifying, accelerating all this, just bringing some common sense to this. So, what do you see as the primary upside of this?
Well, I think the upside is it's tremendous. You know, the president. I mean, here's the great thing: the president's a builder. He has a vision of America that includes great transportation networks, great airport facilities, great Indian schools, and you know he knows truthfully that years of delay don't move the ball forward. If we have a bad project, we should be able to say, nope, bad project, we're not doing it quickly. And for a good project, we should be able to say that and allow our folks to become unstuck and move forward at the pace that we really should. We are the greatest country in the world, and we should move like we are. I personally think what's happened with all this review process analysis, it's paralyzed us to the point that we have lost our perspective on moving promptly and building. And
I'd love to know the dollar amount of what you would save from this, government, taxpayers would save.
It's extraordinary. I mean, transportation project up 3 years, the cost savings just on that alone is extraordinary.
Unbelievable. Now, we lived through DAPL in North Dakota, as you
exactly.
well know. And DAPL became a bad word when in fact it was a game changer for the Bakken in many, many ways.
Right.
And allowed, a lot of things to happen safer. Took trucks off the road. It was a good thing for everybody. Anyway, because of the protests, the keep it in the ground crowd, all the extreme environmentalists and even eco-terrorists. Do you think this goes a step? And I see you have some enhanced coordination with states and tribes and local governments as well on this. Does this remove the ability enough for the weaponization of these procedures that the extreme environmentalists now use?
There's a number of things in here that we'll take comment on and see where they ultimately come out. But there are a number of things in here that are designed to, you know, ensure that we have the information to make our decisions, but at the same time not allow people to stop things by throwing their hands up. And so there are things in here that, you know, make that less likely to occur, significantly less likely.
I want to ask you also about a decision that you announced early in January, and it dovetailed on a trip you had to North Dakota last October. Came up to Hope, North Dakota. That was nice of you. And sat down with some landowners and talked a little bit about the U.S. Fish and Wildlife and some concerns that were there. Just give me your overview on what you heard, what you saw here, and how that informed your decision here.
Well, first off, Senator Kramer and Senator Hoeven, raised an issue associated with our administration of easements that we'd acquired and really a fundamental fairness question regarding our utilization of those easements and the farmers' opportunity to understand our thinking and basically inform us if they thought things were slightly off the rails. And first off, it was great to be to Hope. It was my first time in Hope, but you know, look, anytime you sit down with folks and listen to their concerns, I'm a big believer that we can usually find a pathway forward that's great for people that we serve and also great for the mission of the department. So that's what we did. We came back and...
There's been dialogue like that before, but never, I don't think, in my memory, kind of a quick turnaround to come back and issue a director's order and provide the due process for landowners who have these perpetual fish and wildlife size, you know, easements that go back to, I guess, prior to 1976. So we appreciate very much the visit, the time,
well,
also the
action. Who cares about results?
Well, tell them keep it up. Keep it up. Thanks a bunch, Secretary. We appreciate it very much.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hey, Bison fans, make sure to join us every Monday and Friday on What's On Your Mind as four-time national champion Nate Tangway gives you an inside look at the road to Frisco. Hear his experiences, perspectives, recaps, and previews of the playoff games, plus his weekly podcast, The Lost Boys, at am1100theflag.com. Get the inside scoop on life in the playoffs with former Bison defensive lineman Nate Tangway right here on What's On Your Mind every Monday and Friday. Brought to you by Gate City Bank, who says, Go Bison!
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Back on What's On Your Mind, live in Frisco, Texas, for the PetroServe USA Studios. Nate Tangway is going to be in here next. We got some great fun planned for you, so stay tuned for that. I also will do this. Keep the prediction game going. Now, you're not going to get the delivery of the MyPillows like those that called in. And, again, the delivery comes if you nail the score, if you get the score exactly right. But I think every year we've done this, we've had somebody nail the score, sometimes a couple. So, but we will give you a MyPillow just like the others if you text us, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054, and just predict the score, all right? Just predict the score, if you would, and simple as that. And make sure you tell me who's going to win, because we did have one knothead who said James Madison, but was he Pencil Neck? I can't remember. Pencil Neck, not playing with a full deck. It was one of the two. Anyway, back in Frisco we are, and Ron Ness is here. Ron, of course, an NDSU alum, but also the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And Texas is, kind of a big deal in oil. So it's kind of fun because North Dakota is, of course, a bigger deal. Here's my first question for you. When will North Dakota top Texas in oil production?
Never.
Darn it, anyway. I was expecting a blustery...
Everything's big in Texas, as is their energy production, Scott. And they've got an incredible resources. The Permian Basin, the Eagle Ford, both, by the way, the technology utilized in those plays was learned in the Bakken, right there in Parshall and Stanley, North Dakota.
Partially responsible for their success.
I always tell them we taught them everything you know about oil from shale. Now, in Dallas, where we're at today, this is where, hydraulic fracturing and gas from shale started way back when. And George Mitchell discovered all of this technology and stuff like that. So we're in the home right here underneath our feet of where really, the technology to horizontally drill and more importantly, implement hydraulic fracturing into that extent to reach horizontal drilling came into play. So I just got a picture. There's a drilling rig right outside the Top Golf thing. Where Bison fans are at today. So,
yeah, I'm watching them on the tracker.
There's a lot of gas in this part of the world, but we did it on oil in North Dakota, and that should never be forgotten, the impact that we've seen this week and in Iran and all of those things, and the Bakken being really the margin in the world now, and the importance of what we're doing in North Dakota is not misunderstood by people in Texas, and certainly the big production in the Permian Basin in Texas. I think it's about 4 million barrels a day, so... We're at 1.5, though.
Yeah, headed for 2, right?
I hope so.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what you thought of Secretary Bernhardt. You had a chance to listen to our interview with the Secretary, and, of all the things the Trump administration has done for energy, I think this one ranks right up there, although this is bigger than energy, too, right?
Well, certainly, and you can hear by listening to Secretary Bernhardt, he's well-grounded in terms of that agency, and he's been there before under previous administrations. That guy knows his stuff. And the rhetoric about this is going to be energy, but when you think about any construction project, Highway 85, the delays that have gone into that because of this NEPA process, what was the original intent of NEPA versus what it's being utilized for today, he nailed it. It's let's get back to what the purpose is to get the government agencies more accurate information, not become a tool in order to delay, stop, postpone. And he's spot on. So I commend him for taking a common sense approach. And yeah, we're going to hear a lot about this impacts on energy, but boy, I think it's a lot more than energy. So I hope people outside the energy world also comment, because it really is inhibitive to building projects in a timely manner in which your economics are based. And you wait 5 years for that situation in San Francisco to travel out to Alcatraz. Those projects are just not functional if you have to wait 5 to 10 years.
His comment about the people get paid by the page, right? The attorneys get paid by the page. The environmental activists get paid by the page. All these people get paid by the page. I think the best sell on this for people that are concerned, look, you're never going to win over the environmental activist community, right? But is, again, the sort of the Trump base, the forgotten Americans who say, wait, we're paying all that money for that, and what's the return on that taxpayer dollar, right? Isn't that a big factor?
Well, and shouldn't those federal employees be in a better utilization of their time than trying to wade through tens of thousands of pages, which just becomes a game of who can get the most comments in and who can lead it this way or that way? So let's just get the facts, get the real players to the table, make a decision, move on, establish a timely process. That's critical.
How fun is it to be in Frisco with fellow Bison fans?
Oh, this is just a fantastic experience, and it is going to be so much fun today. The weather is absolutely going to be horrible today. Of course, it's
horrible for us.
Yeah, 44 degrees. Yeah. People in Texas are. But it's going to rain today, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So I suspect the facilities will be full of Bison fans. You saw it on every plane down here last night, and it's just a great experience. And let's all hope we get to do this many more times, because it is Bison South, Fargo South, as you said. The bars you go in, and the host is wearing a Bison tie, and it's just crazy,
isn't it? Though, I mean, it's really fun. It's just fun. And again, I'm I bleed a different color green, but it's fun. It's North Dakota. It's people that it's just wonderful. It really is. So
we're gonna get you to wear a bison, buy some bison gear yet this week, Scott. He hasn't done it yet, by the way.
Well,
but,
you know, I will tell you, I did one time buy a really nice Nike polo, a bison polo shirt, and I wore it to a number of the different functions, but I wore a UND T-shirt underneath, and I revealed it after a few Bud Lights. So it wasn't pretty. I almost got thrown out of the room.
I did that at the UND hockey game last weekend.
Did you? Yeah. Okay.
Sioux shirt on top, bison underneath. Scott, 24-10 bison.
There's Ron's prediction, 24-10, and more. Welcome at 701-367-2054. Kevin Flynn, Nate Tangway, and more from the PetroServe USA studios. Next, and watch that Gate City Bank fan cam.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Carlson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.